right, coming to you live from the Radio Hut right here on Dakota Avenue. We still got rain, still some showers showing up on radar here. We're at 68 degrees. Time to do our Friday conversation, and I always look forward to this. CHI President Terry Anderson. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Were you saying you were bringing the sun in?
Absolutely. I looked toward the west, and it looked like there was some coming, and I said, oh, that would be so perfect if it shined in your window. That
right, it would.
West. I hope that's the west, Bill.
It is. Where you're facing, due west. And I said, too, can you do something about the humidity? Because if you can take care of those two things, we're in good shape.
Yeah.
Hey, we're talking some grant things today from CHI. And this sounds exciting. We just had a couple of seconds, and you were kind of telling me, what's happening here?
So CHI Health Hospitals will award up to $1.3 million to their community. And it involves 23 hospitals, and it's the Minnesota, North Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska hospitals. And the money that was geared to give to the community was based on the what your hospital revenue is. So some hospitals, like Bismarck, St. A's, is giving out $100,000.
Okay.
And it's anywhere from $5,500 to $100,000. And we were fortunate enough that we are going to give out $10,000 to the community.
Fantastic. So, is this a new program?
No,
is this something
they've done it every year, but we just needed to get out so everybody can hear it. We've got it on Facebook. We've advertised it, but we get such low numbers coming in. And it's like, you know, I don't know if the community really knows that this goes on. So it's just one of the avenues, Bill. I had this opportunity to just shout it out to whoever's listening, and they may know somebody that meets that criteria.
Right.
And it's off our community needs assessment, and it's a government makes us see what our needs are in the community. And mostly you pick up one community needs assessment, it's the same all over. But what we're looking at is it's mental health. So anybody who is a nonprofit organization or a 501c3, that they could be eligible to apply, and we would partner with them. And our partnership is giving the money, which is our mission and our drive to meet the needs of the community. So it's mental health. Anybody that has an organization that deals with like mental health, anxiety, stress, depression, it would be substance misuse. So if there's an organization out there that's dealing with maybe drug abuse or whatever that case may be. And then there's child care, child abuse, cyberbullying, which is huge. Now, again, this was all from our community needs assessment. This is what we gathered.
That was so important to you. And I'm getting the feeling, even without the government stepping in, I think you would have done that anyway on your own, knowing you would have just went, what do we need here?
How can we take care of that?
Sure.
You know, and the other one is community services, what's out there that you are out there in that community and need that assistance because you're a nonprofit and you just need those funds to make your program work. The other one, which was interesting when I read it this year, was barriers to healthcare access. We do not have enough means for people to get to their appointments.
Like transportation?
Transportation.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, who would have thought in Breckenwap that people, it was written and they made comments about the transportation issue to get to their health care.
That's surprising.
And out of that, we have, and I wish I had the data from that. Again, I talked about Joni Froelich, who is our social determinants of health, and she's ready to hand in the report. But, and I'm looking at last year's in my mind that, because I just did our annual report, and she met the needs of, I think, 50. We trigger who needs help in the ER. Of the ones we triggered, there was 50 individuals. And on there was transportation. On there was food. And that's where our farm comes into play because we have the Veggie RX.
Yeah.
So, again, there's...
Which is a great program, by the way.
Which is a great program. And actually, I talked to our gardener yesterday, and we have given out now 1,100 pounds of food.
Wow.
We're 500 pounds from behind from last year, but we have some acreage that we put out in the field.
It's been a good growing season for you out there at CHI.
So, and it all ties in. So it's what out there in the community that you have a 501c3 or nonprofit, and you just could use some extra funds.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've applied last year, you can reapply. It's open from July 14th to September 12th. health, you can go on the website, or you can just call us out at the hospital there, and we'll
that's
help
what
you
that's all it takes.
And
okay.
It's just to fill out an app or fill out your application, and we review it and give the funds.
Needs assessment. And like I said, even without the government, I know you do that anyway and just
say what's
needed here.
Yep, just to hear what anybody could need out there.
Right.
Yeah, just to meet the needs. Yeah.
And with the garden, too, it just occurred to me, too, I love metaphor. You know, you're growing inside and you're growing outside, too. So everything's growing out there in the right direction.
That's right. Hey, that's good.
It's CHI St. Francis. That's a marketing part of my head taken over here.
And then the other thing we did is, again, we wanted to give back to the community.
Right.
And it's so hard to tap into the community to do fundraisers, all right? And so the foundation did an awesome job. They said, hey, let's sell raffle tickets. And all the proceeds, again, you have the prizes you give away, but any proceeds after that go straight to the food pantry, which, you know, again, speaks volumes to me, because I was listening to the news the other night, and there was a comment that came across, and it was like the food pantry in, I think it was Fargo, their shelves were empty and they had to shut down.
A lot of need.
For the day.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's shocking.
It is very
it really
shocking.
Is.
And then we talk about the big, beautiful bill and how it's going to affect some of our... Ed Bill's got a shirt on.
I got a bill. I'm just a bill from Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah.
But yeah. Not a big, beautiful bill, but
yeah,
a bill.
And it's really going... You know, we don't have all the details. We're going to sit down and see how it affects our facility. But it's going to hit the food programs. It's going to hit the Medicaid. It's going to, you know, at that volume. So right now it's even more crucial to get those entities funded and get the help they need.
Absolutely.
And the employees out at CHI St. Francis, they are 100% behind it. I know one said, hey, we should have a peanut butter month. We should have a cereal month.
Oh, they're getting into it, too. I love this. Yeah,
so it is very exciting.
Good stuff.
So we printed 1,000 tickets. I think we got 500 sold. The drawing bill, get this. I think it is going to be September, whatever that Monday or that Friday is, and that 23rd, 24th, we're going to do it on the radio.
All right. I'm liking that. I like the way you think.
We're on here.
Fantastic.
So whatever day that falls. So
well,
we're tying
it
all together.
We got some Fridays to kind of ramp up to that, too.
Yep.
Gary, we're out of time. Wish we had more, because always a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for stopping in. Have a great weekend.
I absolutely
will. And we'll talk next Friday, all right?
Good.
It is 9:31 here, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Got a cloudy sky, some showers, and 68 degrees. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. On Thursday's Farm Talk, we talked weather with...